Hello and welcome to Glorious Living. I'm so glad you're joining me today. We have an awesome show with two great men of God, and you're going to love it. It's going to be so awesome. I'm so glad that you're here. Thank you for being with me today. You know, every time we meet, we always have a great program, a great story, with great, great stories, with great guests and messages. And Chrissy's back here with
me. I love being with you. You know, when we step on the set in Studio C, Miss Kathy, I just feel the joy of the Lord every time I get on this
set. That's right. You know, because this is what this program's all about living a glorious life.
Yes.
And that's what Jesus came to give us. I love repeating the scripture in John 10:10 that he says,
yes,
I came that you might have and enjoy in an abundant life, and that's a glorious life to me.
Abundance, that's what it is. It's an abundant life, and everyone watching, thank you so much for tuning in. What a great program we have. And you know, Miss Kathy, everyone loves our web shows. We have so much daily content we're posting
that's
all
so
the time
good.
At JDM. People are writing in, and we also have Spanish viewers.
Oh, I love the
from
Spanish
From our Spanish
viewers.
Translated programs. I have one from Mildred. It was translated from Spanish. It says, since I began to listen to his teachings and became partners in this ministry, God is leading our financial lives to abundance and greater purchasing power. There's that word abundance we
abundance,
just said.
Abundance, that's so good.
Yeah.
I love that. And the truth of God's word is so powerful. You know, the word of God teaches us so many great things. And when we apply ourselves and listen to the word of God, it changes our life. You know, a lot of people don't realize that God really came to give us a good life.
Yes.
God has had, I say it this way sometimes, God's got a bad rap.
Yeah,
over
he
the years,
did.
They've
he
attacked
does get
him.
It.
So it's important that we let our voices be known, let people know how good our God is.
And that's what we're doing on a daily basis at JDM, making Jesus famous, one show at a time.
Yeah. That's so true.
Love
and today
it.
I'm so excited to welcome back Tyler James to Studio C. And this time he's joined by his father, Terry James. This father-son team works closely together, leading their very own business, WCC Print and Embroidery, located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And they're here today to share about their personal father-son journey and to glorify their Heavenly Father. Thank you guys for being here.
There they are. Welcome back, Tyler, and
glad
welcome,
to be
Mr.
back.
Terry.
I feel
it's
so
good.
Honored. Thank you so much.
That's right. You brought the dad.
Extra comfortable this time with my dad on the set.
Oh, I love it. Both have wonderful smiles. Y'all just light up the room.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Yeah, I know Tyler's been here several times. Mm-hmm. He's come and he's visited with us first. The next time he came, he promoted his first book, and now you have a second book. Out.
Yes, ma'am.
And you brought me my copy. I'm so excited. Daily Sparks, Volume 2.
Volume 2, everybody.
Yeah, Volume 1 is very good. I did the intro on that one. Mm-hmm. Jesse, you know, he did the second one.
He did a great job.
He did a great job as well. But we both love you guys so much.
Thank you.
And I'm looking forward to reading through this. I know Jesse did because he did the foreword. Mm-hmm. So it's, and you're going to sign it before you go.
Sure thing.
Oh, definitely.
But we love what God has been doing through your life, through your social media, and also through these books. And we want to hear about you, the father-son relationship. I know you and your dad work together closely. In fact, I think all of the t-shirts and stuff that we have, that we produce
from
our ministry has been done at your business.
Right, and I think that started within the past 5-6 years.
Yes.
That then we finally merged into
that. And people love it when Jesse wears that green t-shirt with the ministry
yes,
logo
he
on
loves,
there.
Yes, that's his favorite.
His favorite.
He's always wearing it.
And my pink one for Glorious. People
right.
love that one. It's been
y'all
and y'all,
do a great
such
job.
Excellent quality, so soft.
Thank you. And it's been great too, because it's like I'm always here on a Wednesday and a Sunday, so I'm coordinating now with the JDM team as well. So when they need to order something, I can usually just bring it right
over.
Yeah,
we're always in constant communication.
Yeah, we're in
I'm like, listen, these are popping. They're selling fast.
Tyler,
let's get them in. We need some more. That's some great stuff.
Yeah.
So how long have y'all been working together like this? How long have you had that business?
I've been in business for about 34 years now, but the last, sometimes we forget.
I know. I graduated at LSU in 2010, and by about 2011 is when I just started working with my dad.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's 2000, because we moved from Kenner to Baton Rouge in 2011.
Yeah, I remember when we met you and your wife Sylvia were here at the church at Covenant, and then you moved on to Dallas. We'd see you occasionally, but not quite as often. And, of course, you have other sons and a daughter
Tyler's
as well.
Tyler's the youngest. I have Casey and still at church here, and then Miles and Carly.
Uh-huh.
And Carly got married here 16 years ago.
Wow, how awesome.
And they said it the other night because they went to a family wedding, and theirs is still the best. Oh. It had a lot to do with Covenant.
Oh, the beautiful sanctuary.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
We have, you know, I designed that sanctuary with that center aisle so brides could really enjoy that. Oh. That was intentional.
It was so pretty
when that happens.
So we washed it, and I cried again.
Of course.
She cried.
Those are the double doors in the back open up, and the light floods through, and then you see him grab my sister's arm, and then they walk down the aisle.
Wow.
Great memories.
It is. Great memories.
I love that. And, you know, the way God has connected families together. I love seeing Father, Son work together. You know, not everybody can do that.
Right.
And still love each other.
Right.
Sometimes you need a little space.
Oh, we got a story to tell.
I want to hear it.
Right.
I won't tell the story because Tyler and I are chatting a little bit on the way over.
Go ahead.
We live in, Baton Rouge. So I said, well, I'm going to tell you a story. He's not even heard.
Okay.
So a friend of mine comes into the office, and there's a pair of nice New Balance tennis shoes. And my friend says, oh, where'd you get those? And I said, there's two persons I can't outgive, God and Miles, his brother. And I thought that was a very humble thing to say. You know, it's like, you know, the Lord dealt with me. He says, is that all you got? You know, it's like, then I started thinking, wait, Tyler's got an older brother, Casey. I can't outgive Casey, my daughter. I can't outgive my daughter. I can't. And I started thinking, my wife, I definitely can't outgive her. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to throw this in here for y'all, because I can't outgive what y'all have done for us.
Oh, so beautiful.
Aww. The books, the forwards, you and Jesse both. And I'm sorry, but about a month or two ago, I wanted to text you. I didn't realize I didn't have your number.
Oh.
And so now I get
Sylvia
to say it personally to the whole world.
But
thank you, Miss Kathy. You put that forward in there. That means a lot. And it's like I told Jesse when he complimented me with the best compliment I've ever had. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, you do something for me, that's one thing. But you do something for one of my kids, it's a whole nother level.
Oh, I love that. Uh-huh.
You can't outgive.
Yeah.
You can't outgive the Duplantises, okay? I don't care how much.
That's very true, though.
But when I got to Tyler and I started thinking about Tyler, and I see him every day, Tyler does the things I don't like to do. Uh-huh. Tyler does the things I don't know how to do. Tyler does the things I don't want to do.
Right?
A lot of that is the computer stuff, the technology. I just don't have time to sit in front of a computer. I'm in sales. He's at the office. He's taking care of the office stuff. I take care of the sales. And then I realize I can't outgive Tyler because Tyler is the gift.
To our
shop, he is the gift. Uh-huh. And then I get the confirmation from the Lord. I hear his mom and his sister say that about 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going, that's the Lord.
Yeah.
Tyler is the gift. How can you outgive a gift?
And what a great gift he is. There he is.
And you didn't pay him to sing.
That's the first time he's
And
heard
you know
it.
What?
That's so
we
sweet.
Hear this, of course, about the books and all these other things that he does to help you as a father and son relationship, but also in the business. Mm-hmm. But he's an excellent teacher. He's taught at the church.
My goodness.
And
yeah.
He is a favorite. And we just love it when he preaches. Mm-hmm. You know, he's just a unique young man, you know, to have, especially when you read the devotionals, how deep his insight is into the Word of God, and such a fresh approach, the way he describes things. It really makes you want to get closer to God.
Awesome. You just reminded me of one more thing I wanted to say about Tyler.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's all talk about Tyler.
That's great.
I know, you must be loving this, Tyler.
This is son's day. So when I get to the shop, Tyler's already been there for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Doing king business,
my throne devotion, room.
You know what I'm saying? His devotional is in the morning. Yeah, that's where he was this morning. Uh-huh. So he goes to the shop because that is his prayer closet,
Beautiful. His
prayer space with the Lord. And so when I get there, an atmosphere has already been set.
Cool.
Beautiful.
It's already been set.
Yeah.
And then when things were pressuring me too much, and usually it's self-imposed, you know, I promise somebody I'm going to have it by a certain date. Mm. And Tyler realizes, man, put it in the Lord's hand. He'll put this CD in there, and it's not necessarily even a Christian CD, but man, I feel the peace come over me. Mm-hmm. I feel my heart going, wait a second. God's time more. So again, he sets that atmosphere coming and going. So, and at the end of the day, it's like, because I'll get there a little bit later, leave a little bit later, and it's precious time.
It's
precious.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
And in the workplace, you know what I'm saying?
Of
where
course.
Sales are and where demands are.
Demands,
made and met and tried to be met. So
pressures of life coming
on
you. And you got to learn to roll with that and trust the Lord and to help you. Because, you know, it wouldn't be fun to work together as a family if it was always stressful and harsh.
That's right.
But it's good that y'all are both in love with Jesus.
Right.
Makes all the difference.
Committed to that. Right. You know, it is. You know, just when you were talking, I was just thinking about how you were saying things about your son, Tyler, mm-hmm. it just reminded me of our Heavenly Father.
Yes.
How wonderful, how He loves to talk about His kids, how He is so blessed when other people appreciate His kids, and how important that all is. So you're such a wonderful example of our Heavenly Father, Terry, and I'm just so thankful for you that you're here today, that people can see, because during the month of June, we want to celebrate fathers, and we've brought this father-son relationship.
Right.
Sometimes we'll have a father-daughter coming planned for the month. But having you here, start off this month of June, it means a lot to me, because you exemplify to me what a wonderful earthly father is like. I see how much you enjoy your children, mm-hmm. not just Tyler, but when y'all are all here as a family, and people hearing you speak, they really connect and they understand what a great example you are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks. Some good stuff. Yeah.
And that's the testimony too, I'd say, of like a glorious living. It's like, it's in everyday life.
Yeah.
And that's been just the testimony. So on my side, if you know, he started the business when he did, I wasn't really expecting to work with my dad at all. Like, I graduated college, a door opened up to work with my uncle for a little while. And then after that, then an opportunity opened up with my dad, and he wasn't placing any expectation on me either. But it was just, let me just work with him. That opportunity's open. And it wasn't until about 2 to 3 years later that then I went on a business trip with him, probably when I was also considering maybe moving on. Mm-hmm. But I went on a business trip to see like the world of printing and how big it is. And then that's when God kind of definitely put it on me, like, this is the path you're supposed to go down. I got to see more of the future of printing and the creativity side of it, which spoke to me as well, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then that's when I really knew in my heart, like, this is something to get under your dad's vision and to help him expand it into the, you know, what other realms we could go into. Because when I first started working with him, it was just, you know, purely embroidery.
Yeah.
And then it was like, okay, now there's a whole world of printing, and, you know, just the creativity spoke to me. But it was cool because it wasn't necessarily my plan, my agenda. He wasn't pressuring me either, but God was orchestrating it all. And now seeing where we started when I first started working with him, you know, just a little shop in Kenner, doing what we're doing now, which is primarily fundraising, but it was just started with what we had, but then God kept, like, his blessing kept expanding it.
Oh, yeah.
But as the business expanded, our relationship expanded as well.
I love it.
You know what I mean? Because you can say that, like, us, like, working with family is, you do need a grace for that, because it's very easy, like, you know, to if I don't know you that well and we're in a work environment, mm-hmm. it's easier to kind of control my tongue. But if you're very familiar, there is that over familiarity you have to keep in check.
Yeah.
So God really orchestrated that through us to where it helped me, you know, not to be too sharp with my dad and extend grace to him. And then me, I mean, he's the salesman, so if I, you know, I've made mistakes too, like literal, you know, we talked about the misspelling of South Terrebonne.
Hey, that's a hard one.
On South Terrebonne shirts that went out.
That's where you went to high school, right?
And that's where
you
went to high
school. Don't touch it.
Like, how the heck is
spelled
Terrebonne?
Right. Like Gators.
Hey, bone, B-O-N-E. No two, two N's.
So it's like, but that's a mistake that literally costs money.
And time.
You gotta eat it, right, basically.
Oh,
redo
man.
It.
Redo it. Yeah, all that stuff.
What you do, though.
But that was that demonstration of, like, him extending me grace when I need it, me extending him grace when he, once again, if he's getting under the pressure and he's that, then I can extend great. So it's just been cool to see the growth of the business, even as our own relationship and that environment, like we're talking about, to where now it's just like, it's such a great work environment. And that's just the hand of God too.
It sure
who,
is.
Think about that, you know, in 2011, 12, 13, we didn't see 10 years later, but it's like, 10 years later, it's like, it's just been expanding. But just the atmosphere in and of itself is a demonstration of what I would call glorious living, to be able to come to a peaceful environment.
Yes.
You know, once again, that's where probably Daily Sparks came out of. It's like, I go straight to the office and I've got my own office, and that's where I do my devotions.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going straight from devotions, and then he comes in, and then the workers come in for the day. But it's just like, an environment is everything. You know what I mean? And it's like, that sets your whole, it's kind of like your life.
And I know it's an example to other people maybe that work with you, or people that you have done jobs for that mm-hmm. see the family relationship and know that Jesus is really at the center of it all.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Makes all the difference.
Definitely. Yeah. When I went on y'all's website, which was so awesome, you could tell that it's a Christ-centered environment because you declare his name on the website. You talk about your country. I love that portion of the Patriot Shop that you have. And so you could see, I could see little elements of Tyler, that creativity coming through. What were some things that your dad instilled in you at a young age that you carry with you through everything you do? Because I know you're so multi-talented, you have all these different areas, but it's still that core values that shine through in everything you do.
I'd say with my dad's, like, loves, even with our core business right now is fundraising, which will require him motivating. So it's like, if they're going to go to a school and the coach football team, you know, they're going to do a sale that we set up for them, and then they go out and sell. So then he's the salesman that's motivating them, in a sense, to sell. And if they do great, everybody wins. And if they're sloppy and nothing great happened, then it's like, okay, we all kind of wasted our time. So he's a motivator at his core. So I remember even, of course, just that example from when we all grew up swimming. So it was like the discipline of swimming. He grew up swimming, and that was a great discipline to like grow up under. And then we all kind of branched out from there. And then that's, I just remember that speech he gave me from swimming, which was year-round swimming, two-hour practices every day. And then once I shifted to drums, he gave me the speech. Remember that?
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, take the same two-hour discipline that you have every day with swimming, which, you know, it started to set me apart, and I'll apply that to drums. And I was like, that same little work ethic and that motivation to say, you know, like, take what you learned here and now just apply it to that, like, you know, just because, you know, and it was different because swim team, it's a team sport and you have all these people around you. Music was a little different. You know, sometimes it could be a little more solo, but it's like put in that same motivation. So I'd say one of his greatest gifts is motivating, and a part of your gift with what he's doing as a salesman. He's going out and stimulating sales. What did your Aunt Nan say? He's like, you could sell. You could sell anything, because he's like, he's got
like
that gift.
Catching popsicle to a woman in white gloves.
Exactly. Yeah. He could sell anything, but it's a part of that, like.
Yeah. You know, my husband Jesse has that same gift. People, his dad used to say, you could sell a Jew a cross.
That's what he would say. That's a better one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do see a lot of me and Jesse.
And those are good qualities.
I take the good ones. So Tyler's story is he was about 11 years old, and he was very talented in the pool. Okay, but he had also gotten sick a couple of times, and we didn't know what it was. If maybe it was mono or something. And then I finally, after the second bout, I went, you know, Tyler, maybe the Lord's trying to tell us something here. And I said, you know, maybe we need to go to music or to instead of the swimming, but you know, you decide. And that's one thing that my wife taught me, that she got taught by her spiritual mother, that helped the children decide for themselves, not do as I say, not as you know, how we grew up, you know, at least how I grew, do as I say, not as I do. But I said, let's pray about it. After his first practice that he got to skip out of 2 hours, and it's hard.
Hallelujah.
It's hard. He goes, Dad, I think we made the right decision. And I love it because, you know, you want your kid to do the sport and all that, but no, you want him to God's best. And he's found his gift, and he found it at the age of 11, you know? Yeah. So it's like, and he practiced and practices. And
well, you can tell, because when he plays the drums, it really just, it's just, you could tell. Jesse's always talking about that left
that
foot.
That foot. Like, how did you develop that foot?
Not everybody has that foot.
You can tell when he wants more of it, because I'm like, all right, more drums. He loves it.
But it's obvious how much you enjoy that. And, of course, you sing in the church sometimes. You'll do a solo, some things, songs you've written. Mm-hmm. So you're multi-talented. It's unusual to find people, like you talked about, he knows the technical side. Mm-hmm. It's unusual to find people that are creative, that are in that way, but also the technical. Mm-hmm. That's a rare thing. I've found either they do one well or the other, but it seems like you're able to do both. So what an asset.
We're
you
know, ready to.
You have to work on it, though.
Yeah.
Learn how to spell.
Right.
But look, I get zero credit for his musical ability. Okay, you know that.
You can't sing?
No.
My mom put us in the choir when I was little. I hated it.
Oh, no.
Oh, and so, yeah, the musical side came from Sylvia's side of the family. Her dad was a...
And Sylvia's creative. She's an artist. I've seen some of her paintings.
So it's kind of like the sports side on me, with me. And it was a great balance because, like Tyler said, they meshed.
Yeah.
And to where you give attention to the details.
And that's what it is about a parent, I think, as a father or a mother. As a mother, I know you find out what the child's gifted in and help them to find that and to support that once you find it. Some people like to live their life through their children, and they try to force them into the wrong pathway, and that's a disaster. Yeah. But you've done that. You and Sylvia have tried to find out what's Tyler bent towards. What's his bent? What's his giftings? And you've done an amazing job with it.
And even in business, we've acknowledged that too. Like him being the salesman at first, we're like, maybe do you want to go out and try to get into sales? And it's like, it's just so not me.
Yeah.
And
really?
Then me being at
I
the
feel
office.
Like you'd be great at that.
Maybe,
too.
But for whatever our dynamic is right now, like him doing what he does is his sweet spot,
thing.
And me doing what I'm doing is a sweet spot for me currently. Mm-hmm. So it's just we've acknowledged that plenty of times too, to not like try to cross over into each other's lanes or feel like I need to try to do this. Like, that's your sweet spot. So that's just something that we've acknowledged throughout the years that's helped us just enjoy where we're at, but also thrive within each of our giftings and stuff like that, keeping it fun.
Yeah, that's good. And you know, God's at the center of it all, which I think is the most important thing in the business, in your relationship. You know, I know your dad probably trained you up praying, even though you're giving him honor with setting that atmosphere. You were, you and your wife were probably the first one to kind of introduce Tyler to that faith. And so that sparked, like, your book in you, and you just keep that fire alive, which is so good.
That's special, too, because I remember I was telling somebody about this, but, you know, saying the salvation prayer, like, with my mom at the age of 3 or 4 in the bed, just, like, laying, you know, like, right next to me. And that happened to Camden, my little nephew, just recently, where, you know, they're going to church and in this environment, but then he's, like, ready to do it for himself with, you know, my sister. So I remember that, and then I remember, like, being filled with the Holy Spirit in a family environment where it was just maybe like a Sunday, if we would just do like home church or something like that, if we couldn't quite get out, but we still made that, they made that environment. And then, you know, receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit was just a family thing. So it was so comfortable, and it wasn't like, I loved it too, because it wasn't like, okay, we go to church and that's one thing. And then when we're home, it's two different, it started just to mesh everything together.
Yeah, and so many people, I was just thinking about how when they work together, they don't want to see each other after work, even though they're related. But y'all have a wonderful family relationship. I remember we've gone to your house when you've had barbecues and fun times. So y'all know how to play. Yeah. You know how to work, but you know how to play.
Hard play hard, too.
It's almost like that at work. It's hard to call it work. It's play. It's fun. Still keep that youthful thought. And that's why I do like being around coaches and athletes, because they're competitive. Those kids are still kids, so I can act like a kid too, you know?
That's right.
But yeah, we're always get together after church, get together on Saturday. What are you doing Friday night? And if, you know, they don't always make it, but doors open. That old, back in the day, you know what I'm saying? When, when we were young, it was like families got together, you know? So we try to keep
And it's a challenge sometimes to continue that and nurture that, because people are going in many different directions all the time. And so
we're not living close to each other anymore, whatever.
That's so good.
Hey,
so
but look, I do have a confession to make. It wasn't always like it is right now. Growing up, I maybe didn't get taught everything that how to be a father. I had a great father,
you did.
Great mother. I had a good, it's all good. But when we were first married, Terry thought he was a Christian, but, and that's why I just found out from Sylvia the other day. She said she married because she thought I was a super Christian.
Oh, yeah. And, super, I like that term, super Christian. Don't we all think we're super Christians?
But at the same time, Sylvia and I always, when we look back, we go, we were such green beans. And so I say, yeah, Sylvia, I messed up 95% of the time. She messed up 5% of the time. That's why she gets 95% of the credit for our kids coming out great. Because she was there, and I was always on the road. I was in sales, related to what I'm doing here, but always at the demand of a boss. So I wasn't always there, and it took a salvation and a little bit to do with the Jesse Duplantis preaching at another church back in the 80s.
That's great.
So I have a lot to be thankful for and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, just looking back at it, it wasn't always as great as it is, but I resorted to a few small prayers. Y'all do a great job at the long ones. Terry's pretty simple. I surrender. Two words. Okay.
Yeah.
Change me.
Yeah.
Two words. Wow. It's increased to change the Janes.
Wow.
And that's what I look for.
Oh, hallelujah.
And I have to pray it all the time. I have to write it down, and I have to pray it all the time. And I do have some advice for fathers later on in the show, whenever y'all
are going to have
the
time, Dad.
Now's the time.
Well,
go ahead.
Men, y'all need to get a pencil and paper, because I had to write it down myself. And I just want to let men know, fathers especially, that you got the toughest job in the whole world, second only to mothers. Mothers have the toughest job. It's a coach that I heard say this: pay attention to the details, the little things. And that's my Psalms 119. Don't ask me to say anything about it. I just, every time I go there, man, there's so much in there. You know, it's a lifetime of the small things. And then that coach said, do the small things and it takes care of the big things.
Right.
And then I realized when I heard the good doctor say the same exact thing, it's not just about football or sports. It's about everything in life. Everything we do. Pay attention to the details, and it'll take care of the big things.
That's good. Great advice.
Yeah.
And so when I said write it down, I write down, and my desktop is not on the computer. It really is on the desktop, okay? It's a piece of paper. And in this corner right here, I have a list of prayer.
Okay.
And it starts with delight yourself in the Lord, and He'll give you the desires of your heart. You know, I used to think, oh, I'm going to get me a new boat or I'm going to get me a new car. No, delight is what He puts in my heart.
Yeah.
And that is put God first, yes, and all these other things.
Yes.
So for the fathers, you still have to put your father first. You have to put God first.
Yes. Right.
And you spend that time in the morning, which is very hard to do mm-hmm. when you're a father. Do what Tyler does, get away, spend 5 minutes, an hour, whatever it is, but put
right.
God first.
Right. Yeah.
Secondly, you got to put that wife, because at the altar, we say that we're going to honor, praise, and you know, and all the things that we do as a, and we have to do that.
Right.
Because when you put it in the right order, and this is what I realized later in life, so that's why I'm trying to help some fathers out here at a young age,
that's
don't
great.
Do what Terry did and make all these mistakes and regret, but I don't really regret because I've thought about it so many times, all the regrets that I could have, would I take any of them back? For the cost of 4 children that love the Lord,
amen.
All the things, yeah. I wouldn't take any of it back.
Of course.
I'd love to because I made so many mistakes, but to lose one child. And then the thought came to me, it's like, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world, but to lose his own soul?
Right.
What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose one of your children's
soul?
His family,
right.
Your family, a member, whatever. And, you know, sometimes we hear that, and I see some men and women that are way better than I am, but they lost a child, or and I'm not talking about lost to but they lost to drugs, or
yes.
they lost to,
yeah.
to they walked away from the gospel, or whatever they did. And I'm not judging those people at all. I'm just saying, well, what's that cost? What is it worth? And it's mm-hmm. like,
yeah. Yeah, it's not
so,
worth it.
Anyway, God first, wife second, and then the children, it's love and protect, mm-hmm. because that is our first call, is to
yeah.
love our children.
Yeah.
But then I have to protect Tyler,
yeah.
especially the people of today, the fathers of today. If you haven't seen the videos, they're coming after your children.
Oh, yes.
They're coming after your children.
You're right.
Sure.
From an early age.
At the age of 5. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you believe what you're taught.
Right.
Everything we know and everything that we have.
Wow.
You believe what you're taught.
Formative years.
Oh, yes,
so
ma'am.
Important.
You're like a sponge taking up all the thoughts and everything. So, coming after you. And then, of course, I always think of Mama Bear. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Papa Bear is in that story.
Oh,
too.
Papa Bear is real.
Papa Bear, take care of Mama Bear, because Mama Bear is around the kids, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't want y'all to get a whole bunch of emails like, I can't believe he said that. But,
go ahead.
But y'all are.
We can handle it. We got a whole team ready.
This is a real program.
Y'all are in the work world. Y'all are doing a ministry. It's important. But if there's any way fathers can have the mom stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Sylvia and I have an argument. It wasn't a knockdown, but it was like, she's complaining we don't make enough money. And she was right.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, you can go get you a job. And then, I mean, and I don't know where I was with the Lord, but all I do remember is, oh, she needs to stay at home. Mm-hmm. And we never had that argument again. We did without a lot of things.
Yeah.
But look at what we have today.
Your children.
It's not about what you have. It's not how you start the race. It's how you finish the race.
Beautiful, yes.
It's like, oh, my goodness. Wow. That's why I wouldn't do it any other way.
Right.
You know, so,
which is also real quick, just obeying the instruction of the
That's
Lord,
because right.
you sense that in your heart even then. But it's like He saw 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years down the line. So it's like just that one instruction from the Lord, like He sees
obey.
What you're not seeing at all, but He
yeah.
sees
he knows.
The effect of this one decision that you made.
And
yeah,
how
all
see.
Of us are serving
I love
the Lord.
That. You know, I was thinking about how important the part you brought out, how I see this in men, and I recognize this, and they react differently than we do many times because of that call to protect.
Yep.
That you brought up.
Mm.
And you're really protecting your family by making those decisions that are perfect for your family.
Yes.
And I admire that. And you've been a great example. Those are great pointers that
yeah.
all you fathers need to take a note of. And maybe if you're not, if you're watching today, maybe you're a female, maybe you can get your husband to watch it later.
Amen.
Or write the notes down, just kind of pass it, put it on the desk. Terry said this. He's a great
watch
father.
Mr. Terry.
Terry.
No, but it's so
Wisdom.
Great. And, you know, raising a 10-month-old baby girl,
uh-huh.
soon to be an 11-month-old, thinking about what you just said about how the order, the father protecting and being that source for the mama bear to run to in times of need. That's just so important to listen to that still small voice of God and to let Him guide you throughout everything. And then you'll reap what you sow, which you sowed was His word in all of your boys and your daughter. And now look at you both glorifying God here in front of the world. How awesome is that?
And then to top it off, I learned from Him. Yeah. Now. I learned from my daughter. I learned from my other sons. It's it's a payback.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's a reciprocating. I'm telling you, it comes back. It goes full circle. It's the Lord.
It really flows with the title of Tyler's book. I'm going to go back to it. We start with that, but Daily Sparks. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're sparking. I'm going to make this glow on the camera.
A little shine.
Sparks. We're going to have a link so you can get those because it's so important.
Powerful.
But the idea of sparking, you spark one another. And when we get together, there's like a power that's released.
Oh, yeah.
This spark is basically the fire of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what God puts within us, He has designed us so that we would connect with one another.
Right.
We're wired to connect with one another. And especially in a family environment, father, son, the way y'all have connected, you're flinging sparks everywhere.
Yeah, it's a powerhouse.
And it's almost effortlessly, too, because people can see our family dynamic, and it's like that preaches so loud.
Oh, yeah, just the example.
Just that. Yeah, just
so
the example. True. Just the connection. Just like in the Bible too about wives and husbands. It's like, man, if y'all just getting along preaches loud.
It sure does.
You know what I mean?
So
it's like it's just so different, and you don't realize how different you are sometimes. And it is. And
so your life is a witness.
Exactly.
You know, we're called to be a witness. A lot of people, when they think of witnessing, they're just thinking about talking. But it's about how you walk and how you act, and your life is a message.
Yeah, and it's really found in those subtleties that I don't think we realize that.
Wow.
The little things.
Yeah, like you said, back to the small
little
details.
Small details.
So important. So important to acknowledge how valuable your children are to you. If you spend time with them, it sends that message that they're important, that you love them.
Yeah.
You know, time is a lot of people think they have to give things to their children, but if they give themselves to their children, that's really what makes the difference in their life.
It's priceless.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, I know so many people who have watched today are just sparked to go and tell their daddy they love them.
That's
not
right.
And
so
honor
true.
Your
yeah,
son or your daughter if you're a father, and then I'll honor your heavenly father. And that's what matters.
So
I know you've encouraged me and so many out there.
Yeah.
So thank y'all.
Yeah. And thank you both for being here today. It's been an awesome program. What a great way to kick off the month of June celebrating fathers that we're doing here on the program.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being here again.
Yeah. Y'all going to come back, huh?
Better believe it.
I'll get
I know this is your first time, Terry, but you did
great.
Awesome.
Did
awesome.
Great.
Notes and everything. Great teaching time.
Yeah.
Such
great.
A blessing. I love it.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for being with me today on Glorious Living. I hope you'll come back because we're going to have another great program next week that I know that'll encourage and bless your life again. God bless you.